And at 11 o'clock every Saturday night, it is time for a Gaza Corner, and tonight is no different. And it's kind of a part two of what I started last week, which was a topic about billboards and transit ads, you know, trying to convey messaging about Israel and Palestine. Last week I discussed a billboard in Chicago. The billboard read very simply, "Boycott Israel until Palestinians have equal rights." And within 24 hours, a massive orchestrated pro-Israel campaign bombarded Lamar Advertising in Chicago. And Lamar Advertising stood up and said, hey, you know, for over 100 years, we've been developing a strong commitment to supporting the First Amendment right of advertisers to convey non-commercial messages. That's a quote, unquote. So that was pretty cool. And then 24 hours later, Lamar buckled under the pressure and removed the billboard. Pretty sad. Many complained that the billboard was anti-Semitic. In fact, one rabbi referred to the billboard as having baseless accusations. What was he talking about? I mean, it said, boycott Israel. That's not an accusation. I mean, it's just you can agree, not agree, but he's not referring to that. That's not a baseless accusation. The other part was until Palestinians have equal rights. But that can't be denied responsibly. Palestinians don't have equal rights, not in the occupied territories, not inside Israel. So the rabbi either is lying or he's clueless or I don't know what, but it's all part of this false narrative that a lot of North Americans seem to believe. But it's a fact. Palestinians don't have equal rights. That can't be responsibly refuted. Anti-Semitism, that's always thrown out there. I mean, if you're critical about Israel's racist policies, chances are someone's going to call you an anti-Semite. I've been called an anti-Semite. And, I mean, by doing Gaza Corner, not too many people, but some people will tell me that what I'm doing is anti-Semitic. You can be a good Jew and you can be critical of Israel. I mean, these are completely different issues. Criticizing the policies of the Israeli government and being anti-Semitic. I mean, completely different things. But unfortunately, some people just refuse to see it that way. It is worth noting, getting back to the Chicago billboard, that not all Zionists agree that the Chicago billboard should have been removed. Alison Rosenfeld of the Anti-Defamation League said, quote, ADL believes in the right to free speech. So while we think the content is extremely problematic, we also are not calling for it to be taken down, unquote. You can bet that the more billboards that appear exposing Israel's apartheid state and the U.S. support of it, others will try to put up pro-Israel and anti-Islam billboards. But I don't believe the First Amendment should protect anything that's written. I mean, if it's insightful, if it's hateful, I don't think it should be. A few years ago, for example, the absurdly named American Freedom Defense Initiative, American Freedom Defense Initiative, which is a pro-Israel group, tried to get an ad featuring a digitally altered image of Hitler and a man in Arab headdress under the headline, quote, in any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, unquote. The group's other ad included a photo of Hitler sitting with a Muslim imam proclaiming, quote, Islamic Jew hatred, it's in the Quran, unquote. This organization tried to get those ads on billboards. After Boston's transit system called the MBTA ran pro-Palestinian ads in 2013, the aforementioned American Freedom Defense Initiative sought to run its own advertisements, theirs read a revised version of what I just alluded to. It said, quote, "In any war between the civilized man and the savage, support the civilized man, support Israel, defeat jihad." The American Freedom Defense Initiative sued to allow these hate billboards, hateful billboards. However, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled this past January, just 2 months ago, it ruled that it would not take up a case involving these controversial ads. In an article that's posted at the Tangents website, tangents.com, the Electronic Intifada, it's a March 4th article posted at the homepage, says that last November, the Palestine Advocacy Project joined forces with the American Civil Liberties Union to successfully fight for the right to display ads critical of Israel's abuses after Boston's public transit system initially refused to accept them. But this conflicts with a story that I also read and that's also posted at the Tangents website by the Boston Globe that says last November, Boston's MBTA decided it would no longer accept advertisements about political or social issues, saying the moratorium did not violate the First Amendment. The MBTA also said it wanted to avoid litigation from people whose advertisements are rejected in the future. They were confident the ban was legally sound because the Supreme Court had ruled that a similar ban on public transit in Ohio did not violate the U.S. Constitution. A different approach is happening right now, right here in San Francisco. Maybe you've noticed, if you ride San Francisco's Muni buses or the light rail cars anytime this month, you might pass the words of the late Mahmoud Darwish, often described as Palestine's national poet. Darwish is recognized as one of the greatest poets of the 20th century, whose work has been translated in many, many languages. He was born Albira in the northern Galilee, a village that was destroyed several years after his birth during the Nakba, or the catastrophe, the 1948 Zionist conquest and ethnic cleansing of most of Palestine. Around 750,000 people were ethnically cleansed. Some 13,000 or so were massacred. Throughout March, this March, right now, the nonprofit Palestine Advocacy Project is running ads on the public transportation system featuring selections of Darwish's poetry. The posters also feature images of everyday life in the West Bank, including Jerusalem and also the Gaza Strip. Palestine Advocacy Project board member Claire Maxwell said, quote, "Darwish captures the dual emotions of homesickness and hope that I think have defined the past several decades of Palestinian popular art." She goes on to say, "I think a lot of people in the Bay Area will be able to relate," unquote. Previously, the Palestine Advocacy Project has placed ad campaigns and billboards directly highlighting Israel's violence and human rights abuses against Palestinians. The group says it creates, quote, "public media and education campaigns that expose Americans to the Palestinian struggle and advocate for an end to Israeli human rights abuses," unquote. The ads and the poems featured in the Darwish campaign can all be seen at actually its website, which is palestineadvocacyproject.org. If you'd like to donate to help support their efforts to put these messages on billboards, on buses, on whatever they decide to put it on, you can donate to the Palestinian Advocacy Project. Just go to PalestineAdvocacyProject.org and click on the donate button. We'll post a link on the playlist, and also there is a link at the Tangents homepage.